Blog Talk Radio.
You know what? I see now why these preachers don't go too much in the prophecy. They don't go into what's going to happen. Because they don't see anything. They haven't been shown anything. They got the same game. You can get the same teaching in any church you go to. There's no prophecy coming out of this church. Read. Verse 13. Ezekiel 13:13. Go ahead. Therefore, thus says the Most High, I will even bring this with a stormy wind in my fury, and there shall be an overflowing shower in my anger, and great hailstones in my fury to consume.
So what's going to happen when those missiles are on their way? And the churches are not even talking about these missiles. All the preachers out there saying, well, America's not Babylon. This ain't Babylon. How do you know Babylon can't be someplace else? Because they haven't read this Bible. So are they preparing for the hellstorms that'll come here? For the missiles that are coming here? Read on.
Verse 14. So will I break down the wall that ye have daubed with untempered mortar, and bring it down to the ground, so that the foundation thereof shall be discovered, and it shall fall, and ye shall be consumed in the midst thereof. And ye shall know that I am the Most High.
The Most High is going to take you down with your buildings. And guess what? If the blind lead the blind, they shall both fall in the ditch. So you people that are following blind leaders, you can't say it's your preacher's fault, because you should read too. Read.
Verse 15. Thus will I accomplish my wrath upon the wall, and upon them that have daubed with untempered mortar, and will say unto you, the wall is no more, neither they that daub it. To wit, the prophets of Israel, which prophesy concerning Jerusalem, which see visions of peace for her, and there is no peace, saith the Most High.
Go ahead.
Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 14.
Read it.
They have healed also the hurt of my daughters, of the daughters of my people, slightly.
They only healed it slightly. But they're not telling the people who they are. They're just doing it slightly.
Saying peace, peace, when there is no peace.
And the Most High is mad at these preachers saying, just talking about love and peace. He's sick and tired of it. All this evil that's going on, and they're telling people, it's all about love and peace. That's not the reality. Tell the people what's going on, what's going to happen. Maybe they won't repent. Read.
Were they ashamed when they had committed abominations?
Nay, so they're not ashamed when they commit abominations. Why are they not being taught what an abomination is? Read.
They were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore they shall fall among them that fall.
Go to Jeremiah 23 and 1. Go to Jeremiah 23 and 1 and go back to the book of Ezekiel. And I hope you write this down. If your pastor's out there, I hope you write these scriptures down too, because these prophets are for you. You are fifth-term preachers that are getting money off your congregation. Your time is almost up. You can change. You can be a good pastor.
everybody out there. This is the Warriors in Christ. I'd like to start off by saying all praise to Ahayah in the name of his son, Yeshayah. Give me one moment. I'm going to pull in my co-host, Wayne, so we can get into this lesson. Shalom, brother. You there?
Yes.
What's going on, brother?
What's good? What's good?
Everything. All praise to the Most High. We got a couple of people in the queue as well right now. First off, today's lesson or study is going to be about the unlearned. And we're going to be going into scriptures to show that many people out there who claim to know the scriptures, by not understanding how to read them or not knowing the scriptures thereof, you know, they basically set themselves up for destruction. So we're going to get into the scriptures on that. But wherever the Most High and the Holy Spirit takes this is what we're going to be speaking on as usual. Also answering different questions for individuals that might want to, you know, have any questions answered or chime in about the word of the Most High.
Yes,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
You can read on that. Destruction of the unlearned. Also, we're going to get in depth on these scriptures to show not just the individuals that's giving false teaching, also the individuals who won't accept the teaching, also the individuals who won't accept the truth. The same individuals that profess to love the Father, we're going to show the scriptures to show that you're not loving the Father. There's only one way to love the Father, and that's to keep his commandments. If you're not keeping his commandments, the scriptures is going to show you you're not loving the Father. And it's all about keeping the commandment. Once you find out who you are, that's the key. Because knowing who you are is the key. Once you find out you're not an African-American, you find out you're a Hebrew Israelite, there's some things that come with that. And one of the things that come with that is your people, your forefathers, made a covenant with the Most High. Your people made a covenant with the Most High. Go to, before we go do anything, go to Psalms 50 and 5 for me.
Psalms 50. Chapter 50, verse 5.
So it's important for you to get this understanding, to understand that it's rules to the game. It's rules to the game, ladies and gentlemen. You find out who you are, find out you're not an African American, you'll be covered with grace once you start following the commandments. Whatever you did before don't mean nothing. Once you go to following the Father, once you go to following his commandments, you have life. Because it was given to the Israelites before the Israelites were given a choice, life or death. But we're going to go into all that. We're going to go into that. Are you there? Psalms 50 and 5?
Yeah, I'm there, brother.
Read it for me.
Psalms chapter 50, verse 5. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice.
Start right there. Those that made a covenant by sacrifice. Brother Jonathan, can you please answer to me, or at least answer to the people, who made a covenant with the Most High by sacrifice?
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Well, Abraham first, and it was passed down through Isaac and then on through Jacob and his 12 children, which are, in fact, the Hebrew Israelites.
the Hebrew Israelites. So read that for me one more time.
Psalm 50, verse 5. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Key word.
Made a covenant with the Most High by sacrifice. So this understanding on how we live now here in America, we've been robbed of who we are. We've been robbed of who we are. But now we're taking our heritage and we're going, as Christ said, we're going to pick up the cross. Because picking up the cross is understanding the Father and the Father till you die, to your death. I know a lot of us don't want to die. A lot of us don't want to be poor. We're going to go into all that tonight. We're going to go into it all. So, if there's anybody in the queue, bring them in. How many people in the queue?
We got, one moment. I'm seeing two, but let me double check and make sure. We got two people in the queue right now.
Okay, bring them in one at a time. Let's find out who they is. Let them.
I'm gonna be bringing in the brother or sister 786333 number. One moment.
Okay.
Calling you live on the air with Warriors in Christ. What's up?
Warriors in Christ. What's up?
Shalom, who's on the line?
Amos Bakwash.
Amos Bakwash. Okay. Shalom, brother.
Yeah, true seeker.
Doing?
What's happening?
True seeker.
Chilling.
Okay.
You know, it's always, you know, it brings joy to my soul to see brothers doing the work, clocking in, but they never clock out, man.
Oh yeah.
Why you online? Give a quick brief understanding to the people what I was saying about following those commandments when you find out who you is, man.
Well, following the commandments. Now, following the commandments is something that, you know, it's something that is mandatory for the Hebrew Israelites. Because if they do not follow the commandments, and the enemies, they know these things. They know if we break the commandments, the curse cleaves unto us. You know what I'm saying? So basically, if we break them, be cursed.
Most definitely.
Right. So basically, if we do keep them and follow them and seek the Most High with all our hearts and all our souls, then the Most High blesses us. And the heathens do not want to see that at all. So that's why they've been infiltrated the whole faith. That's your Constantine, which changed the Sabbath to a Sunday.
Exactly.
So by him changing that to a Sunday, we're going against the law. We're breaking them. So now by we breaking them, he wearing out the saints. Because by us breaking the law, unknowingly or knowingly, we still will be under the curses of the law.
Exactly.
Right. So going back to that covenant
we made with the Most High in the wilderness, man. Feel me? So we finna get ready to get in this better, man. This finna be a good one, man. We finna go in heaven, man.
For real.
Most definitely. As usual, we got another person in the queue. Probably gonna have to get their insight before we get started, because I know we're going in. And, you know, most of the time the time expires as we go into the scriptures, which are never ending. So, you know,
we've
got to bring in that brother or sister on the line.
You know, I'm tuned in, I'm listening, you know, our boys edify me, you know, edify me, please edify me.
Oh yeah. Well, stick around,
wait,
man.
Hey.
You already know we're gonna be pulling you back in, man.
Exactly.
To get your
we
input,
love your
you
input,
know.
Brother. Most
absolutely.
Definitely.
We love your input, most definitely.
Yes,
it's a blessing to have input.
You know, this right here is my hive, man. So come on, y'all boys, I need it.
Absolutely, you
most
got
definitely.
It.
Bro. We're working together. We all gonna get high on them all out together. Let's go.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm going to put you back in the queue, brother, and pull in the next brother or sister, and we're gonna get it started.
Shalom.
All right.
Shalom.
All right, let me pull in this next individual. That's a 954-857. I'm about to pull you in. Warriors in Christ, you on the air?
Yeah, shalom, brothers.
Shalom.
Yeah,
okay.
This is Jackson. Call in.
Brother Jackson. What's up,
Jackson?
Going on?
Yeah. Shalom. I got two scriptures for you guys. I have Psalms 19, verse 7.
Okay, let me get it. Psalms 19 and 7?
Yes.
Okay, I got it. Let me go ahead and read that, brother.
Sure.
Okay, Psalms chapter 19, verse 7. The law of
yes.
the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Amen.
All right. And before I give you all the scripture, I thought this would be an actual great, great topic and a great lesson to edify the body tonight. You guys are doing a great job. A lot of times people don't want to keep the laws is because they think that it's a hindering or it's you become like a Pharisee. But in order for you to be a saint, or which is synonymous with holy, you have to have the law. And the other scripture I would give is Romans chapter 7, verse 12.
Okay, let me get that.
Yes, please.
Romans chapter 7, verse 12. Wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just and good.
Yeah, so I just want to bring those two scriptures up because that's how we retain life in holiness, by keeping the Most High's commandments and laws, such as
right.
judgments.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm listening in, and I support you guys, and I'm going to be listening to the whole lesson and taking some notes, being edified by you brothers, and that's my cue. So that's it.
All praise to the Most High, brother. Yeah, but before you leave off, read that scripture again for us, John, before the brother
okay,
leave off. That's a great
okay,
scripture
Romans,
you brought up.
Absolutely. Romans 7, chapter 7, verse 12. Wherefore mm-hmm. the law is holy, and the commandment
okay.
holy, and just a good.
Read it again.
Wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just a good.
Reason being, I wanted that read again because the brother brought up a great scripture. This is Romans, man. This is the New Testament, you Christians. This is the
right.
New Testament we read in out of Christians.
Right.
The law is not done away with. Read it again.
Absolutely. Wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just a good.
Okay, it's holy. So if you're trying to deal with the Most High, you got to deal with his laws and commandments. Most definitely.
Come on, brother.
Bless you, brother. Thank you for
bless
that edification.
Thank you.
He's going to get in.
Absolutely. I'm going to put you back in the queue, but you already know, brother. We'll be giving you a shout
praise
when we get finished.
Praise the Most High.
Praise the Most High.
Praise the Most High. All right, brother. So where do you want to start?
First of all, I want to thank the
Hashem Yeshayah and Ruach for those brothers, man. That's a beautiful thing to have those brothers on our team, man. Other learned, like, individuals. Other learned individuals, man.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. It's been a long time coming, too, brother, understanding that we're not the only ones, man. We went through a lot, but all praise be to the Most High, man. The Father's gonna bring it out right when he's ready to bring it, and that's what's going on right now, so I praise the Most High for everything that he's done for me. And you, brother.
The Most High been
speaking to the mic, brother.
The Most High done been here for us because he done opened our eyes to see, to live his word, you know, to live life, you know what I'm saying? So we finna go in, destruction of the unlearned. Let's go.
Okay.
Go to 1 Timothy.
1 Timothy.
15
okay.
for me. Go to 1 Timothy 5 and 15 for me.
1 Timothy
15. Yeah. Verse
chapter
5 and 15.
Chapter
5. Verse
chapter
15. 5. Just read
15. For some are already turned aside after faith.
Read
that
again.
For some are already turned aside after faith.
Most definitely. Some are already turned aside to faith. Because when it comes to the scriptures, all on confused. They confused because when they see in the scriptures, the script, like, we're going to deal with the pig. They'll say that's done away with. But then the Most High say that's defilement to the body? That's unclean to the body? Didn't the Most High say that?
Absolutely.
Come up some, let's bring up some old examples of, for some are already turned aside after Satan. Give me a couple of more examples, brother.
Shrimp, crab, lobster, that's three.
Okay.
Shrimp, crab, lobster. The Sabbath, which is, I believe, the fourth commandment.
Okay.
The Sabbath. That's absolutely.
Which is actually pagan Sunday, sun worship.
Those who go to church on Sundays, you're speaking of.
Right, pagan sun worship. Keep going. Give me another example.
Another example. Let me see. You got
what
the
about
unclean
what
meat.
About it doesn't matter when you bring to them the scriptures and the scripture clearly say something, they'll say it doesn't matter.
You know what? That brings up a topic of last night. I know we supposed the Bible says we must follow Christ in spirit and truth, and clearly in the scripture, Revelations 1 and 14, you know, the truth is it gives a description of Christ. And, you know, when we've seen the brain, when anytime I've seen the brain that out, they hit me with it. It doesn't matter. And they
exactly.
put me in a box saying that I'm being racist when all I did was simply read the scriptures.
You're talking about the lady last night when we
last
got on
night.
Her blog talk.
Absolutely, got on her blog talk. And I'm going to read Revelations 1 and 14 and 15 for those who have not come across this scripture, because daily I come across people who do not know that there's a description of Christ in the Bible. Revelation chapter 1, verse 14. It says here, this is a description of Christ. His head and his hairs were white like wool. If all know a sheep, sheepskin is the texture that they're speaking of, white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. Verse 15, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace or a fireplace, basically, and his voice as the sound of many waters. So that's basically giving you a description of what Christ's feet look like, and it says, fine brass as if they burned in a furnace. Now, we all know out there, all the people listening or who come across this particular segment, that anything you throw in a fireplace is going to turn a particular color, and that's black. So, you know, I simply just tried to read the scriptures, and the person labeled me as being racist. So that goes to show, you know, I did what I had to do for the Most High, as I always will. and, you know, a person put me in a particular box, saying that what does it matter and all this stuff and all that. But, you know, I'm going to stick to the law, stick to the statutes and commandments, you know, and try to do what I have to do to exalt the Father's name and spread the word, because it stands.
Most definitely, that's a good example, brother. That's a great example, because like he's saying, the lady had up a picture. It was a white Christ. And all the brother did with this, he asked the lady, he said, have you ever seen the description of Christ? And she said, yeah. He said, well, is the picture you have, the picture that you have up, is that accurate with the scripture? Oh, yeah. He read it, and she, next thing you know, she was saying he was racist.
Right. And I didn't even have the time to show her that, you know, in the scriptures it shows you that, you know, Christ and the Father come in the same image. So, you know.
Most definitely.
Yeah, Christ, so, you know, it is what it is.
Express image of the Father, most definitely. Christ is the express. So check this out. Thank you for those examples. It was great. Let's go to 2 Timothy 3 and 7.
2 Timothy chapter 3.
Yeah.
2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 7. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth.
Right, Del? Read that again. Read that again for me.
2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 7. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
So what I'm going to deal with, I'm going to deal with these brothers that are very knowledgeable. When you deal with the brothers that come into the blacks here in America, when they come into Islam, those brothers be very knowledgeable. Those brothers be very knowledgeable. But they never come to the knowledge of the truth. Most of those brothers, and they Israelites. They Israelites, but them, a lot of those brothers so smart. A lot of those brothers so knowledgeable. A lot of those brothers have good understanding on a lot of things, but not the truth. Because they're following a religion that Ishmael. That's Ishmael's children's religion. The Arabs are Ishmael's bloodline. Get the people understanding who Ishmael is, Jonathan.
Well, Ishmael was a son of Abraham. You can help me. I don't remember her mother's name, but
Hagar. She was an Egyptian.
Hagar. She was an Egyptian, right? And she was the son of Isaac. Hold on.
No, that was Abraham's. That was Abraham's son. What we're gonna do? We're gonna go in those scriptures, and we're gonna show you. We're gonna go in those scriptures. We're gonna show you. But first, what we're gonna do? We're gonna continue where we at. Like I was saying, Abraham is the father of Ishmael. 13 years later, they had Isaac. Isaac was given the promises through the bloodline. Isaac was given the promise, same way Esau was first, and Jacob got the promises. Okay, which brought in the Hebrew Israelites. Okay, which brought in our fathers. Yes, brought in our father. That's our father, Jacob. Now, what we're gonna do? Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth. That's what's going on here. We got a lot of people who, the brother have a great name. We got a lot of truth seekers. They study, they read, they focusing, but they're not coming to the truth. They're not coming to the truth. So what we're going to do, we're going to deal with destruction of the unlearned. Go to Isaiah 28:9. This is very important for anybody who get in this understanding. Isaiah 28:9, because this gives you the format. How to learn the Father's word.
Isaiah chapter 28, verse 9. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast.
Weaned from the breast, that's a baby. Whatever you don't learn before, throw that garbage out. Whatever you learned before, and learn this way. Read, brother.
Verse 9. Whom shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine, them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For a precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people.
The Most High is going to speak to you in another tongue.
Speaking to the mic, brother, we can't hear you.
The Most High is going to speak to his people in another tongue. So that's letting you know, if he say he's going to speak to his people in another tongue, which is another language,
we already understand the Hebrew Israelites.
The Most High made a covenant with the Hebrew Israelites in the wilderness. So if he's going to speak to them in another tongue, it's not going to be the same language that he first spoke to them in. So that's showing you right there that the language, the original language they were speaking, he's not going to speak to them in that language. So let's please pay attention to these scriptures. Read 10 for me again, 28 and 10. Read on down for me.
Okay. Isaiah 28, verse 10. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith he may cause the weary to rest. And this is a refreshing, yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken.
That's why they don't understand the scripture.
They done fell back and got caught up in the snare because they put their own understanding to what scriptures they read. They don't precept them. They don't put them together. They don't take the time to go in with to understand the book of the prophets and understand the prophecies.
They don't understand every time you say it is written, that's in the Old Testament, and the prophet already done spoke it. They don't understand that. Go to 2 Peter 1 and 20 while we're dealing with the prophets. You have to understand the prophecies so you can understand the New Testament. So what that means, you got to understand the Old Testament in order to understand the New. The Christian churches start off in the back of the book. They start off in the New Testament, and then when you show them, hey, man, Christ was a man of color. Oh, it doesn't matter. He was a spirit.
Christ just was a spirit. He just was a spirit floating around.
So how did they catch that spirit to put the spirit on the cross? Can you answer that for me, Brother Young?
Exactly. I actually can't answer it because it doesn't make sense if they're saying that Christ was just a spirit. He wasn't a physical.
He was just a spirit,
man.
No flesh. He was no flesh because when you showed him the scripture, what you spoke on, when you showed him the scripture, oh, it doesn't matter. He just was a spirit.
Right. Revelation 1 and 15, you're right.
Second Peter 1, verse 20. We understand precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept must be upon precept, line upon line. You know what I'm saying? Ladies and gentlemen, precept must be on precept, line upon line. You have to go in the Old Testament to understand the prophecy. And when you see the prophecy fulfilled in the New Testament, you understand every word the Most High told the prophets to speak basically done already been in the last days. Y'all don't even know.
Look at that.
Read that scripture for me, John.
2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20, right? Are we that's where we at?
2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20.
Okay, it says here, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit.
Hold up. I just had a dream the other day.
Speaking to the mic, brother.
I had a dream the other day. And my dream don't have nothing to do with nothing the prophet said.
Right.
Do that stand?
No, it doesn't stand.
Why?
Knowing this, because 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of the Most High speak as they were moved by the Holy Spirit.
So, you ever heard of Charles Taze Russell?
Charles Taze Russell. I heard of him, but
I know you don't heard of him, but that's that's Jehovah's Witness. That's the Mason that came up with Jehovah's Witness. You remember?
Okay.
He had all these prophecies of when the Christ was coming. He didn't come. He kept prophesying Christ coming.
Right.
This man dead and gone. Christ ain't came yet.
Right.
Give me some more examples of these people that prophesy that don't have anything to do with scriptures, anything to do with what the holy prophets spoke.
I know a lot of people like to say that the Most High knows their heart.
Oh my goodness.
That's the highlight right there. That's the that's just branded in people's minds that the Most High supposed is gonna accept, anything that they're doing that's not of the Most High. And let them, go to church on Sunday, and they'll be all right. So that's one thing I tend to hear all the time. Most I know is my heart.
First of all, the Most I do know your heart.
He searches the heart. At the same time, you got to understand, your heart is
not a physical vessel. Your mind. What we call a heart is just a physical vessel that pumps blood. If you have a heart transplant and get somebody else's heart, is you gonna love the people they was loving? Is you gonna care about the people they was caring about?
Good point.
It's your mind, your spirit. We got to understand that. This cesspool of wickedness that we're in called Babylon, it's an extension of Rome. In Israelites that was brought here, I'm not talking about all of them, I'm going to go all the way in. The Israelites that was brought here was Judah. Now all this big melting pot, all kind of people here that's now, all these people came across the border. All these Israelites that done came across the border from these third world countries, all these Edomites that done came, the visit the country, all kind of people done flocked to this country because Satan himself has institutionalized people.
Speak up, Satan himself as what, brother?
Satan has institutionalized the people here in America with his understanding. Because the average black American never been outside the country and don't want to go outside the country. Don't want to go outside the country. So it's hard for them to understand that it's life outside of America. That's why when we say flee Babylon, I can't go nowhere. I ain't never been nowhere. Well, let's ask ourselves, when those Israelites or so-called African-Americans, when they came on those slave ships, they couldn't speak English. The Bible was written in English. They couldn't read. They just couldn't read English. Now, if they were able somehow to read the Bible in see the things that we see and understand the things we understand now, if those people would have seen the Bible then, don't you think they would have fled the country? If they would have had a chance to flee, those people would have jumped up and left. We have a chance to flee, and we don't want to flee. We want to stay right here in America. Nothing's going to happen. The Bible's not real. So if the Bible's not real, you bring it on destruction to yourself because you're unlearned. The scriptures clearly tell you that this is Babylon. The scriptures clearly tell you to flee. So we're dealing with destruction of the unlearned. What I need you to do, I need you to go to 2 Peter 3:15.
Second Peter 3:15. And account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, has written unto you. As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction.
Unto their own destruction. They wrestle with them to their own destruction. First of all, Paul.
Speaking to the mic, brother. Speaking to the mic.
First of all, they don't. The Christian church don't understand Paul. Because the Christian church, number one, think they Gentiles. Number one, they think they Gentiles. They don't understand Paul is a Israelite from the tribe of Benjamin. He was sent to speak speak and bring Christ to the Gentiles. Now, if Paul is an Israelite son to the Gentiles because his people wouldn't receive him, because you got to understand, Paul used to torment the Israelites. So first he was Saul, torment the Israelites. So when he was converted to Paul on the road to Damascus, when Christ stopped him, blinded him, 3 days in the night, baptized him, scales dropped off of him, he was Paul. When Paul was sent, after he went to the Israelites, they wouldn't receive him. So he took the salvation to the Jews. I mean, he took the salvation of the Jews to the Gentiles. That's why all his epistles, his letters say the epistle of the Apostle Paul. The funny part is, half of the Christians don't even know what the word epistle means. They don't even know what the word epistle means. But you could go and read a book, and you don't even know what the title is. The epistle of the apostle. They don't even know what apostle stand for. You see half of these churches say apostlehood, apostle, whatever. Then you ask a person what apostleship means, what apostle, they don't even know. Destruction of the unlearned. They don't even know. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to read this. This is Isaiah 28:13. When I finish reading this, read that same scripture again. But the word of the Lord was upon them, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken.
That's it?
Read that. Read what you have.
16 or 15.
Read what you just read with Peter.
Okay, 2 Peter 3:15. And account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as the beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you. As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of those things in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction.
they wrestle with the scriptures unto their own destruction. Just like in Isaiah 20:13, it lets you know you don't follow the precepts that the Lord say, but the word of the Lord was upon them, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they may go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Same thing with the understanding of Paul. People don't understand the way the Father wants you to understand the scriptures. You can understand the scriptures with the precepts. That's how you learn the scriptures. That's how you get understanding, through thy precepts. Peter himself. That's the book of Peter, right? We you just read out of, right?
Right. That's the book of Peter, brother. We're in the New Testament, correct?
Okay. Most of the people don't even understand. They go straight to Paul. They go straight to Paul, failing to understand the church was built on Peter. They read more about Paul than Peter and the other disciples. Because Paul was sent to the Gentiles. They don't hardly speak on the Israelites before Christ died. Before Christ died, they was only to go to the house of Israel. After Christ died and rose, then they took the gospel to the utmost parts of the world. Am I right?
That's correct, brother.
So, the destruction of the unlearned. And I'm going to show you this. Go to Galatians 1 and 8.
Galatians 1 and 8.
Reason being, your warriors in Christ have their own doctrine. We have our own doctrine. We're going to have to pay for it. We're going to have to pay for it. If anybody gives you any false doctrine, they're going to have to pay for it.
Galatians chapter 1, verse 8.
It's not people we just speaking on. We also speaking on angels, too. Read, brother.
Galatians chapter 1, verse 8. But though we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed.
See that? So, I recognize and understand, Brother Jonathan recognize and understand, if we just on here just to have a blog talk and just to be messing around with the scriptures, we accursed. We understand that. But
right.
Do these pastors understand that? Do these so-called preachers understand that? Read that scripture again for me.
Galatians chapter 1, verse 8. But though we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed.
Okay. Islam won't be accursed.
Say that one more time, brother.
Islam, that won't be a curse. Is that what the scripture say? If you teach Islam, you won't be a curse.
No, it doesn't say that. Christianity
won't be a curse. Christianity is exempt. Is it, brother? Can you teach Christianity and don't teach people who they is? Those people won't be accursed. Is that what the scripture's saying?
Absolutely not. Scripture saying, let him be accursed.
Okay. Well, what about this new age movement? Since we in 2012 and we going into this new age thing, they won't be part of it either. They won't be accursed either.
Says, but we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. This is Galatians chapter 1, verse 8.
Okay, most definitely. Go to Revelation 22:18 so we could find out what's really, really going on. Unlearn.
Revelation 22:18. Revelation chapter 22, verse 18. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book.
Whoa. Read all that again, bro. Whoa.
Revelation chapter 22, verse 18. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. If any man shall take away from the words of this book, of the prophecy, of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifieth these things says, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, come, Lord Yeshua. The grace of our Lord, Yeshua Christ, be with you all.
Come.
Amen.
Yeah. Come, Yeshua, come.
Right, surely I come quickly. Amen.
Come quickly.
Most definitely, yes.
Most definitely. Yes. Most definitely. Most definitely. Read, come, Yeshua, quick. Read that again for me.
Okay. Verse 20. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Yeshua. The grace is our Lord Yeshua Christ. Be with you all. Amen.
Amen. Matter of fact, so be said truly.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's what we said, true. Most definitely. Come quick, Yeshua. Since, go to Deuteronomy 28:6-8. Since we're dealing with the online, let's give these people a little edification real fast. I'm finna weave off a little bit for some of these listeners so we can get them understanding who they is.
That was Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 68, brother?
Yes.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 68.
If your people came over here on the miracle on slave ships, please listen closely. Read.
And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships.
Hold on. And the Lord shall bring thee to Egypt again with ships. Go to, now he say into Egypt again with ships. Well, y'all who don't understand, Egypt is a Greek word for bondage. Go to Exodus 20, verse 2 for me real quick, John.
Okay.
Exodus
20, verse 2. I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage.
Out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. So, Egypt is a Greek word for bondage or slavery. Now, go back to Deuteronomy 6:8 and read that with bondage. No, read it with slavery.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 68. And the Lord shall bring thee into slavery again with ships. By the way whereof I spake unto thee, thou shalt see it no more again.
Hold on. Thou shalt not see it no more again. What they shall not see no more again, these people that's going in slavery. Go to Jeremiah 5:19. What we're doing, we're getting a little edification. trying to show the people who they is. But if you don't understand who you is, then you might not be destroyed by being unlearned. You find out who you is, you're going to run to these scriptures, and you're going to get a connection with the Most High once you find out who you is, because you're going to understand Yeshua is coming for you. You're going to understand that. And you're going to cleave to the laws and the commandments, because you're going to find out that the kingdom coming down, and it's going to be transparent glass, every all kind of beautiful things. All this stuff we robbed and killed for is going to be given to us in the kingdom. We ain't have to pay nothing for it, rob and kill for none of this. Once you find out who you is, you're going to love the scriptures. Jeremiah 5:19.
Jeremiah 5:19. And it shall come to pass when ye shall say, wherefore doeth the Lord our God all these things unto us?
Why would the Lord God do all these things to us? Read.
Then shalt thou answer them, like as ye have forsaken me and served strange gods in your land, so shall ye serve strangers in a land that is not yours.
Oh, read that again, brother.
Most definitely. My pleasure. Jeremiah 5:19. And it shall come to pass when ye shall say, wherefore doeth the Lord our God ahayah all these things unto us? Then shalt thou answer them, like as ye have forsaken me and served strange gods in your land, so shall ye serve strangers in a land that is not yours.
So evidently, when it says, you shall not see it again, it's speaking on your land. You will not.
Speak it to the mic, brother.
When it says you won't see it again, it's speaking on the land that we was in. And the reason we
right.
won't see it is because we went in slavery, because we served strange gods in front of the Most High, disrespected the Most High, after he done split the Red Sea for us, after he done took us out of bondage, after he done gave us the greatest kingdom on the earth. We do all kind of crazy defilement in front of the Most High. So the Most High gonna send you to another land, and you gonna be up under some foolish people that is not a nation. So now we understanding that you're speaking on the land we was living in. You won't see it again. Now, Deuteronomy 28:68, read it for me.
Deuteronomy.
Read it slow for me.
Okay. I get it. Deuteronomy 28:68. And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships.
The Lord shall bring you to a bondage. The Lord shall bring you to a bondage and slavery again by ships. Read it.
And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships, by the way whereof I spake unto thee. Thou shalt see it no more again.
You shall not see your land again because you serve strange gods in front of me. Now, you got to understand we're reading out the book of laws and curses right now. We're reading Deuteronomy. If the Israelites follow the law and the commandments, they'd be set on high above all nations. But right now we're reading about the curses, what we fell up under because we did not follow the Most High. So they won't see the land. We won't see a land again. Christ didn't have to take us in the land. Christ didn't have to take us in that land again. Finish reading, brother.
And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships, by the way whereof I spake unto thee. Thou shalt see it no more again. And there ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen. And no man shall buy you.
Hold up. How old you is, brother Youngton?
29, June 8th, I'll be 30, man. A big 3-0.
You have some.
Speak to the mic, brother. Speak to the mic.
Do you have some younger brothers and sisters or anybody younger around you?
Actually, right now, I don't have anybody younger around me. I got my wife there.
Okay.
She's a little older than I.
Your wife is there?
Yes.
Okay. Can you please ask her the first piece of history, what they taught her about the black man? Did they teach her that they were sold into slavery? Did they teach her that we were sold here on the on the side of the water, like on the side of the port or somewhere, like with a chain? Did she ever see in the book, like in her history book, like a chain around a half naked black person? Because that's the history they teach. That's the first history they teach us here.
Right. Let me ask my wife. Have you ever heard of people being put into slavery on slave ships, anything like that before? Slavery. People. How do people get over here in America? You ever heard of slaves and stuff like that? Where did you hear of this from? Your grandparents told you about it? So your grandparents, as you was being brought up, told you about slaves. There you go. She says her grandparents told her about his slavery. Wow, that's great. So that's a generation before her, two generations before her, actually.
Yeah, that's a generation before her, and they, God bless their souls, or how he blessed their souls.
Speaking to the mic, brother.
Basically, in school, we taught that that's the first piece of history they teach us in school. But before we get in this George Washington and all this stuff, we learned about we was here in slavery. We came here off the boats and with their auctions when they selling the people. When a man talking real fast, gone, sold.
Right.
This is a fine young black man, strong as a bull, whatever. The bid for him is such and such. That's what they teach. That's what they teach our youth. That's the first piece of history they teach our youth. So read that scripture again for me.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 68. And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships, by the way whereof I spake unto thee. Thou shalt see it no more again. And there ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you, which is actually old Quaker English, which means so no man shall redeem you or save you, because we know that Christ Yeshua is our Redeemer, our Savior.
Exactly. Because, see, what I was going to, that's a beautiful one. That's beautiful to give to the people, for the people to have understanding so they can't say the scriptures predictable. It just said, going to be sold as bond men and bond women. And then they say no man shall buy you. Because you got people who do that. Because they are unlearned. So thank you for edifying that. Read that again. This time read it with slavery. Instead of Egypt, read it with slavery. And implement that. When they shall not see their land again. And, you know, do your thing.
Okay, it says here, and the Lord shall bring thee into slavery again with ships, by the way whereof I speak unto thee. Thou shalt see it no more again, and there ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen or slave men and bondwomen or slave women, and no man shall buy you or save you or redeem you, as Christ Yeshua is our Savior or our Redeemer. And that land that they're speaking of is, of course, different parts of the wilderness in which we ran into after we left or got persecuted in 70 A.D. by the Romans in Jerusalem. And we fled into different parts of the wilderness where we stayed for a time until we were given up by the Gentiles to be brought to this strange land and serve other gods. Not discounting the fact that the reason that we were actually put in this predicament is because of what we did to the Most High as far as following strange gods and, you know, not basically paying homage to the Creator as we were given the law, statutes, and commandments. You know, so he put a foolish nation before us
in another land, far off.
That's right. We didn't hearken. We didn't hearken to the words of the Most High. You know, he told us if we hearken to his words and keep his commandments, he will set us high above all nations. And I'm thinking about going into that. But what I want to keep doing, I want to paint this picture to get these brothers and sisters to see. I'm trying to paint it in your head that, to see that we came, the ones that came on them slave ships, they're not actually from the land of Africa. Mm. First of all, the word, the name Africa isn't, think about this, people. Africa is a European name. Africa is a European name. If it was black people there already before the conquest of the Greeks, if it was black people there before Esau, which is Ham's kid and Ham's bloodline, how could Africa be named after a European? So evidently they teach us stuff in school, but they're not teaching us truth. Africa is named after European. Okay, now you have these blacks that's living in this land that was brought from Africa to over here to America, which is named after another European. And they're told that they're African American. I got this one thing I'm going to shoot out there in front of everybody.
Okay.
How come when it comes to us, we got the subtitle, Africa American? How come all these Gentiles going to move over here, have kids, and they just call American? You don't see no European American. They just call Americans. Why they not call European Americans? Why the Arabs ain't called Arab Americans? I'm talking about when they done came here and settled here for some time, and these second and third generations, the kids be born on this soil, why they all just Americans? Why they not called European Americans? And didn't the Europeans come from another country? Didn't they come here and take the land from the Israelites, which were Israelites, but they gave them the name savages. They took the land from them, renamed the land, built on the land, went and got us and brung us over here, and now they call us African American. We have been here for hundreds of years, and we not even straight American. We African American. Y'all, nobody ever thought about that.
They never thought about it, but I want to add something to that point. I'm actually right now in the Zondervan Bible Dictionary. You brought up something key when you said who Ham was. Ham was the progenitor of the Africans, or the so-called Africans. I'm reading out of the Zondervan's Bible Dictionary here, and I'm reading the definition for the word Ham. It says here, Ham, the youngest son of Noah, born probably about 96 years before the flood, and one of eight persons to live through the flood. He became the progenitor of the dark races. It says here, not the Negroes, but the Egyptians, Ethiopians, Libyans, and Canaanites. When his father lay drunken, we don't have to go into that. But basically, I'm going to read that one more time. It's showing Ham here in the Zondervan Bible Dictionary.
No, brother, go into that. Reason being,
okay.
I want you to go in there because Joseph Smith, he'll say that the Negro, the black Americans that's here that came on the slave ships, he say in the Mormon religion, they teach that we curse because of Ham. Because that's giving the indication that Ham was cursed. And we showing the people that Ham and Shem bloodline is two different bloodlines. Because it was Ham, Shem, and Japheth. Ham is the brother of Shem. We through the bloodline of Shem. You ever heard of the Jewish people? When somebody going against them, they'll say they Semitic.
Right.
It's Semitic, nothing. Shemitic. because we are Shemitic. They're not. They are Shemitic because they come through Ham's bloodline. Because Jacob was, because Isaac was their father. But
absolutely.
They came and, but they don't exclude us. The problem is they don't exclude us.
Right. And some more food for thought I'm going to add to what you just said. The word or the suffix, because the word ish is a suffix. You can look it up. It means kind of or sort of. Example is reddish, bluish, greenish. That's what ish means. So think about that, Jewish.
Yeah, all right,
I'm going to read that.
Hold on 1 second before you read that. Those ish people that come from Esau bloodline, those ish people are Khazars. They converted into Judaism. You see, they convert into a religion, what they call a religion. Israelites
right.
follow the script. We follow the Most High. It's not a religion. It's not a religion. We are Jews by blood. And not to exclude the other tribes, they are Israelites by blood. Indians, which are not Indians, because they gave them the name Indian, which means savage. They
right.
gave them that the same way they gave us the word nigger. Okay, go ahead, brother.
Okay, right now I'm going to be reading out of the Zondervan's Bible Dictionary once again. It's the definition for the word Ham. It says here, first definition here, it says, the youngest son of Noah, born probably about 96 years before the flood, and one of eight persons to live through the flood. He became the progenitor, or the father, of the dark races, not the Negroes, it says here, but the Egyptians, Ethiopians, Libyans, and Canaanites. His indecency, when his father lay drunken, brought a curse upon Canaan. It says here, let me read that again. His indecency, when his father lay drunken, brought a curse upon Canaan. It says, City of the Jordan. And then it says the descendants of the original Ham. And this in these passages, Ham is used as another name for the Egypt. Another name for Egypt as representing Ham's principal descendants.
The land Egypt is. Egypt is a Greek word means bondage. The actual name of that land is Mizraim.
Mizraim, absolutely. That's correct, Mizraim.
That's the actual name of that land. That's the actual name of that land. So, before we go there, like I was saying, Ham is not the same, the Hamites, actually are the same people that got with the Israelites, the Arabs, and told we was an African people. They told we was in Africa. They told we was in Timbuktu. They told we was on the west side of Africa. Yeah, the Hamites, which are Africans, and the Israelites, which are Arabs, they sold us to the Greeks, the Grecians. Esau them. Yeah, they did it. So let's go to, while we're dealing with Deuteronomy 28, showing that the black Americans, so-called black Americans that came here on slave ships, the scriptures tell you they was going to ride on slave ships. He told you he was going to send them into slavery again, because he said again, because these are the same people that was taken out of Egypt. That's why he said, read Deuteronomy 28:6-8 for me. This is the reason. This scripture here is clearly showing you that these same people that were taken from Egypt, he's going to send to slavery again. But this time, he's going to send them on ship.
Okay,
so,
Deuteronomy people. Sorry, bro.
You're getting a history lesson right now. Let's go.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 68. And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships. By the way,
The Lord shall bring you into slavery again with ships.
Right. By the way whereof I spake unto thee, thou shalt see it no more again.
You will not see your land again because you're going to be here for 300-400 years in America. You're going to lose your heritage, and you're going to be running around here talking about Nicki Minaj. You're going to be running around talking, have to have a fresh pair of Jordans, and you're going to forget about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Mm-hmm. Egypt again with ships, by the way whereof I spake unto thee, thou shalt see it no more again, and there you should be sold unto your enemies for bond men and bond women, and no man shall buy you.
You're going to be sold as bond men and bond women. And then, after you come out of that slavery, you're going to be running around here trying to fight for civil rights. You're going to be like them in their country. You don't want to even leave this country when the scriptures tell you to leave this country. Because you done bought into it's just like a coach. You bought into that system. You done bought into that system. Now, matter of fact, somebody called me tonight telling me Obama's going to pay light bills. I don't want nothing from him. I'm trying to get out of here.
Right.
I'm trying to get out of here. I'm not buying in their system.
Right.
So, the scriptures tell you no man should buy you. No man could redeem you. Obama, whoever you put in the chair can't do nothing for you because you in their country. Y'all don't understand. You have to save your spirit. Read Psalms 83 for we can show these people what's going on.
Psalms 83.
Remember, people, the Most High, those same people, he freed from Egypt. Because they were hard-headed, not following his laws and commandments. He sent them back into slavery. He sent them in slavery by ships. Remember how your forefathers came to this land, people? Let's get this in our head. The scriptures is showing you the truth. Now, these same people come here in America, right? And they fighting for their freedom. Well, they fighting, they're not actually fighting for their freedom. They wanna be 50-50 with the people here. They wanna buy into their system. So read Psalms 83 so we can find out what's going on.
Psalms chapter 83, verse 1. Keep not thou silence, O God. Hold not thy peace. And be not still, O God. For lo, thine enemies make a tumult.
A tumult means uproar. Tumult means uproar.
For lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up the head.
They that hate the Most High, because thee mean you. This is David telling the Most High, the enemies that hate you have lifted up their head. This is he's telling the Most High that his enemies have lifted up their head. Keep going.
They have taken crafty, verse 3. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people.
They have taken crafty counsel against, hold on one second. They have taken crafty counsel against your people. David is telling the Most High, they have taken crafty counsel against your people. Read it.
Verse 3. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people. And consulted against thy hidden ones.
Against the hidden ones. What people hidden? People who think they're African American. People who are being lied to. If it don't matter why you're lying to the people then. Why y'all just want to tell everybody y'all Esau and we brought you over here, Jacob, because y'all we understand y'all were sinning against the Most High, and we done sat down in the United Nations, and we done came up with a plan to keep y'all sinning. As long as we keep y'all sinning, we keep the earth. Why y'all just want to tell the people that?
Right.
They taking crafty counsel against you, people. Start over and read that from right there where it say they taking crafty counsel.
Psalms chapter 83, verse 3. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy hidden ones. They have said, come, and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance.
Read that again for me, because some people probably ain't hear that. You read it again.
Verse 4. They have come, and they have said, come, and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance.
Okay, now, can I ask you a question, Brother Jonathan?
Most definitely. Go ahead, bro.
Is there a nation in this earth called itself Israelites?
There actually is. Right. Yes, most definitely. I'm a part of that
you
nation,
sure?
Bro. You say, oh, you said, is there a nation?
Yeah, a nation. We talk about that's being exalted in the earth, that's put on the mountain.
Oh, no, absolutely not. No. We've never been taught that there was a nation of Israel, ever. Never heard of it. Not a nation of Israelites.
They actually Israelis, people. They're not teaching the Israelites in the earth as a nation. You talk to some people, they even say, well, the Israelites, they done away with. They gone. But those people over there now, those Khazars and whatever Gentiles they is over there, they call themselves Israelis. Those are not Israelites, people. Those are not the people of the book. Those are not the people of this book. Because, number two, they dealing with the cabal of Madonna Shield, all y'all who get on the computer and do y'all thing like to look at these stars, look at Madonna Shield, cabal witch. Now, you don't know what cabal is, but now I'm telling you she's a witch. She deal with sorcery, witchcraft and sorcery. And yes, people, hopefully that'll be our next show, dealing with witchcraft, sorcery, the show that it is, people that deal with these wicked spirits. We're going to try to shed some light on that on our next show. Please tune in. But, yeah, get on the computer and check out Madonna. And let
right.
me give y'all a little food for thought. Let me give y'all a little food for thought. You know how you look in these people magazines and you see they show the people, they got their little baseball cap on, they got their jeans, their white tees, you know, when they hiding from the camera or whatever. They'll have a little baby, a little white child. I mean, these actors have a black child with them. I'm talking about they done adopted the child from Africa or whatever. Now, when you look at them years later, they don't have them children with them. Ask yourself why they don't have them children with them. What happened to them children you adopted? Why you don't ever see them grow up and ride around Ferraris and Bentleys and, well, I'm the child of Madonna. You don't hear that because they be sacrificed people. Dealing with that witchcraft and sorcery. Think about it. If any of y'all got all any of them old people magazines or anything like that, Star or whatever, it's in all of them magazines, they have a child. They always have a little black child that they done adopted. Years later, you don't see them children.
True. That's a good point.
I'm just putting something on y'all head for y'all to think about. Reason being, destruction of the unlearned. Yeah, you that stuff run across your head because you unlearned, and you feeding into to their lives, and you gonna end up being destroyed because your spirit is dead. You don't see that stuff because your spirit is dead. So destruction is coming. Destruction is coming. Destruction is not just coming to Babylon. Babylon's not just get destroyed first. Destruction coming all over the earth. You need to be in the wilderness. You need the Most High to have a head over you. That's what time it is. Now, finish reading this, and I want you to read it. Read down, because we're going to go into some of these nations that are against the Most High people.
Okay, let me start back from the top.
Psalms chapter 83, verse 1. Keep not thou silence, O God. Hold not thy peace. And be not still, O God. For lo, thine enemies make a tumult. And they that hate thee have lifted up their head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy hidden ones. They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, and the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent that are confederate against thee. The tabernacles of Edom,
which is the so-called white. Hold on. Edom is the so-called white man. They at the top of the list. They at the top of the list. For everybody who's trying to get an understanding, ask your pastor who is Esau. Ask your pastor who is Edom. Ask your pastor, can you please run the Old Testament and start through the Old Testament so we can get a full understanding of who these nations is? Can you take us and show us the origin of these nations, who they come through? Read, brother.
Verse 5. For they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against the tabernacles of Edom and the Ishmaelites of Moab and the Hagarines, Jebel and Ammon and Amalek, the Philistines, with the inhabitants of Tyre, Ashur also is joined with them. They have helped the children of Lot, Selah, do unto them as unto the Midianites, as to Sisera, as to Jabin, at the brook of Kishon, which perished at Endor. They became as dung for the earth. Make their nobles like Oreb and like Zeeb, ye, all their princes of Zebah, and as Zalmunna, who said, let us take to ourselves the houses of the Most High in possession.
See that?
Oh, my God.
Stop right there.
Oh, yeah, that's key.
These people got together and said, let us cut them off from being a nation that the name of Israel be no more remembered. And then it also goes in to telling you what nations Esau, which is Edom. Then it gives the Ishmael, which is the Arab. Then it's Moab and Ammon, which is the children of Lot. Then it goes to tell you, verse 12, that let us take for ourselves the houses of God. So that's telling you right there that the hidden ones, the people that's hidden, the people who don't know who they is, that's the houses of the Most High, man. The scripture's clearly telling you that. The thing is, Satan and his workers of iniquity is not going to show you this, because you got to understand Satan, Isaiah 14, verse 12, read on down to it. Satan tells you that he will be like the Most High. So in order for him to be like the Most High, he has to have people worshiping him. So, like when you go down and you read at the bottom of the scripture where it say Jehovah, that's Satan. Ancient Hebrew, there is no letter J. If you get your little stones and everything, you'll see that hopeful. That's a god of mischief. That's mischief and
wickedness.
Confusion.
Wickedness.
That's not the Most High.
Covetousness. Yes.
That's not the Most High. Since we getting it, what we gonna do, man? We're going to give a perfect example, man. We're going to go in this Old Testament. We're going to read through, since we got 30 minutes. I want you to read through there. And after we read through it, we're going to bring the mother brothers in, whoever else want to you know, get some input, because we're not going to, you know, forget them. We're going to bring them on in. I need you to go to 2 Chronicles. We're going to give a perfect example. We're going to let the scriptures give an example of destruction of the unlearned. Go to 2 Chronicles chapter 17.
Second Chronicles, chapter 17, verse 1, brother.
Yeah, just read verse 1. Read 1 through 2 for me.
And Jehoshaphat, his son, reigned in his stead and strengthened himself against Israel. And he placed forces in all the fenced cities of Judah and set garrisons in the land of Judah and in the cities of Ephraim, which Jasa, his father, had taken.
Okay, this is Jehoshaphat. He's a king of Judah. And at this time, he had done taken over from his father and said his father had done died. Now, I need you to go to verse 9 for me, 17 and verse 9.
2 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 9. And they taught in Judah and had the book of the law of the Most High with them and went about throughout all the cities of Judah and taught the people.
Keep going.
And the fear of the Lord fell upon all the kingdoms of the lands that were round about Judah, so that they made no war against Jehoshaphat.
See, right here, Jehoshaphat waxed strong, because he was teaching the law. It says that 9. And they taught in Judah and had the book of the law of the Lord with them and went about through all the cities of Judah and taught the people. So those people knew who the Most High was. The Israelite people know who the Most High is. And look what it say. And the fear of the Lord fell upon all the kingdoms of the lands that were round about Judah, so that they made no war against Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat was following the Most High. So the other kingdoms were scared of him. Now read 18 and 1 all the way down. Read it on down.
18 and 1?
Chapter 18, verse 1.
Okay. 2 Chronicles, chapter 18, verse 1. Now Jehoshaphat had riches and honor in abundance and joined affinity with Ahab. And after certain years, he went down to Ahab to Samaria. And Ahab killed sheep and oxen for him in abundance, and for the people that he had with him, and persuaded him to go up with him to Ramoth-Gilead. And Ahab, king of Israel, said unto Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, wilt thou go with me to Ramoth-Gilead? And he answered him, I am as thou art, and my people as thy people, and we will be with thee in the war. And Jehoshaphat said unto the king of Israel, inquire, I pray thee, in the word of the Lord today. Therefore the king of Israel gathered together a prophet, 400 men, and said unto them, shall we go to Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And they said, go up, for God will deliver it into the king's hand. But Jehoshaphat said, is there not here a prophet of the Lord besides, that we might inquire of him? And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, there is yet one man by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him, for he never prophesied good unto me, but always evil. The same is Micaiah, the son of Imlah. And Jehoshaphat said, let not the king say so. And the king of Israel called for one of his officers and said,
that quickly. But Micaiah, the son of Imlah, and the king of Israel, and Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, sat either of them on his throne, clothed in their robes, and they sat in a void place at the entering in of the gate of Samaria. And all the prophets prophesied before them. And Zedekiah, the son of Chenanana, had made him horns of iron and said, "Thus saith the Lord, with these thou shalt push Syria until they be consumed." And all the prophets prophesied so, saying, "Go up to Ramoth Gilead and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it unto the hand of the king." Verse 12. And the messenger that went to Micaiah spake to him, saying, "Behold, the words of the prophets declare good to the king with one assent. Let thy word, therefore, I pray thee, be like one of theirs, and speak thou good." And Micaiah said, "As the Lord liveth, even what my God saith, that will I speak." And when he was come to the king said unto Micaiah, "Shall we go to Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear?" And he said, "Go ye up and prosper, and they shall be delivered into your hand." And the king said to him, "How many times shall I adjure thee that thou say nothing but the truth to me in the name of the Lord?" Then he said, "I did see all Israel scattered upon the mountains as sheep that have no shepherd. And the Lord said, These have no master. Let them return, therefore, every man to his house of peace, in peace." And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "Did I not tell thee that he would not prophesy good unto me, but evil?" Again he said, "Therefore, hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting upon his throne, and all the hosts of heaven standing on his right hand and on his left. And the Lord said, Who shall entice Ahab, king of Israel, that he may go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead? And one spake saying after this manner, and another saying after that manner. Then there came out a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will entice him. And with the Lord said unto him, Wherewith? And he said, I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And the Lord said, Thou shalt entice him, and thou shalt also prevail. Go out and do even so. Go out and do even so. Verse 22. Now therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of these thy prophets, and the Lord hath spoken evil against thee. Then,
hold on one second. Hold on. Start it up. Right here, there's two kings. One that's following the father, one that ain't following the father. The king of Judah, Jehoshaphat, following the father. We already read back in 17:9, he taught out the book of the law. Now, you got this other king, Ahab, the king of Israel, because Israel and Judah is the same nation. It's just the kingdom got split up after Solomon. So, King Ahab is in the northern part of the kingdom, which is Israel, which would be the 10 tribes, or the 9.5 tribes, 9 tribes. And then you have the bottom half, which would be Judah, Benjamin, and Levi, because Levi got kicked outside of the northern kingdom. They came and dwelt in the southern part of the kingdom. Now, right here, it's 400 different prophets that this one king went to instead of this one from the Lord. Jehoshaphat wanted him to get one, only one of the Lord. But all he needs is one. Now, all these prophets prophesied that they're going to win the battle. Okay? The prophet come and tell this king, which he always tell the true king the truth, what the Most High said, and the king don't like that. He told the king what the Most High showed him. The Most High showed him that Israel's going to be scattered as a sheep that don't have a shovel. Every man go home in peace. Right then and there, the Most High was telling them, y'all go home in peace. But he didn't want to hear that. He pushed the issue, and what happened was the Most High sitting on the throne. This is what happens when the Most High
Speaking to the mic, brother, you said this is what happened when the Most
this
High.
This is what goes on right now today, people. Understand that the Most High sent somebody to tell the truth. I mean, to prophesy the truth, and they don't want to hear this. So what happened was the Most High asked simply, just simple, who shall go entice Ahab that he may fall? And the angels all along got together and spoke on it, and this angel said, I will entice him. And the Lord said unto him, wherewith? I'm at 18 and 20. Now I'm at 21. And he said, I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And the Lord said, thou shalt entice them, and thou shalt also prevail. Go out and do evil stuff. And therefore, behold, the Lord said, put a lying spirit, and now, behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of these that prophets, the mouth of these thy prophets, and the Lord hath spoken evil against thee. So the Most High, going to bring evil upon this man, because when the Most High showed him the truth, showed him his word, he didn't want to hear it. So y'all got to understand, when somebody bringing you the truth, sometimes you not hearing it, you got to understand the Most High sitting on the throne looking. You got to remember that, because this is the scripture showing you. Read, brother.
We have verse
23.
Then Zedekiah, the son of Kenaniah, came near. Then Zedekiah, the son of Shenaniah, came near and smote Micaiah upon the cheek and said,
He slapped him. Okay.
Which way went the Spirit of the Lord from me to speak unto thee? And Micaiah said, behold, thou shalt see on that day when thou shalt go into an inner chamber to hide himself. Then the king of Israel said, take ye Micaiah, and carrying him back to Ammon, the governor of the city, and to Joash, the king's son, and say, thus saith the king, put this fellow in the prison and feed him with bread and affliction and with water of affliction until I return in peace. And Micaiah said, if thou certainly return in peace, then has not the Lord spoken by me? And he said, hearken, all ye people. Verse 28. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, went up to Ramoth Gilead. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, I will disguise myself and will go to the battle, but put thou on thy robes. So the king of Israel disguised himself, and they went to the battle. Verse 30. Now the king of Syria had commanded the captains of the chariots that were with him, saying, fight ye not with small or great, save only with the king of Israel. And it came to pass, when the captains of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat, that they said, it is the king of Israel. Therefore they compassed about him to fight. But Jehoshaphat cried out, and the Lord helped him, and God moved them to depart from him. For it came to pass that when the captives of the chariots perceived that it was not the king of Israel, they turned back again from pursuing him. And a certain man drew a bow at a venture and smote the king of Israel between the joints of the harness. Therefore he said to his chariot man, turn thine hand that thou mayest carry me out of the host, for I am wounded. And the battle increased that day. Howbeit the king of Israel stayed himself up in his chariot against the Syrians until the evening. And about the time of the sun going down, he died.
Okay, start right now. It's showing you right here what happened. He prophesied that he's not coming back in peace. But he want to be hard-headed and go anyway. So it says right here at 18 and 33, 2 Chronicles, And a certain man drew a bow at the venture and smote the king of Israel between the joints of his horns. A certain man drew a bow. See, he couldn't get away from the Most High. He was going down. Now, let's read into 19 down to 2. No, read 3. Read the 3. 19, 1 through 3.
Second Chronicles chapter 19, verse 1. And Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, returned to his house in peace to Jerusalem. And Jehu, the son of Hanani, the seer, went out to meet him and said to King Jehoshaphat, shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is wrath upon thee from before the Lord. Nevertheless, there are good things found in thee, in that thou hast taken away the groves out of the land and hast prepared thine heart to seek the Most High, the Highest.
See that? It's showing you right here that the seer told him, shittest, I'm at 19 and 2 inside the verse, in the middle of the verse reading, shittest thou help the ungodly? Ahab was ungodly. He was against the Most High. And should him that hate the Lord and love him that hate the Lord, therefore his wrath upon thee before the Lord. The Most High was mad at Jehoshaphat. But he told him, nevertheless, there are good things found in thee. Thee mean you. Nevertheless, there are good things found in you. In that thou taking away the groves out of the land. The groves is what you call the that Washington Monument, the erected Petus. Yeah, that's a grove. That's pagan. That's ancient Babylon worship. See that? And have prepared thy heart to see the Most High. It's showing you right there. So that's finished. You can bring in some people. You know, go ahead and holler at some people.
What's all right, that? Destruction of the unlearned. Edifying scriptures. Bringing understanding to the forefront. I'm bringing the caller here, 786, Amash Raquash, 26.
Okay.
Moment. Warriors in Christ. Warriors in Christ, brother, you there?
Hello?
Warriors in Christ.
Hi.
Brother, you there?
Hi.
Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom, how you doing, brother?
You're doing great, man. I'll pray to the Most High.
All right, you know. That's what's up, man, you know. That's what's good, man. Now, I really admire what y'all boys are doing, you know, doing the work, doing the job, edifying the people out there, making sure they get fed, not with meat, you know, but with the word. That's
right.
The living word. And that's what's up. I kind of wanted to, you know, expound on the precept upon precept, line upon line, about who should understand knowledge, who should understand doctrine, those that are weaned from the breast, right?
Right.
And if you go to Matthew 18, Matthew 18, verse 3.
Matthew 18 and 3.
3
through 4. 3 and 4. Matthew chapter 18, verse 3. And said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as a little child, the same is great in the kingdom of heaven. Great scripture, stuff.
That right there. So there's people that feel like, okay, they know it all. But just like the brother says, they go straight to the New Testament and expect to understand the duty that, you know, Yeshua had to, you know, fulfill. And it's like, when I was a child, you know, like me having my own Bible, the same thing that I know that I was opening up was the New Testament. I ain't go to the Old. The Old, stay away from the Old. The Old was away with the New Testament.
Right.
You know,
brainwashing.
Exactly. That was the beginning of the brainwashing. Praise the highest that he, you know, he reprogrammed me. Because I converted myself as a little children, a little child. Mm-hmm. I humbled my spirit unto him. You know what I mean?
Right.
And you
took the time to let whatever doctrine you learned, you came in as a child and you humbled yourself and forgot that. You got retaught. You learned the scripture through the precepts and you was retaught.
Exactly. And I got like two more precepts upon the keeping the commandments.
Okay, hold on one second. We're gonna let you read. We got anybody else in the queue?
Yeah, we got another brother. We can actually, well, we could bring them at the same time, but I want to give everybody.
Bring them in at the same time. We only got 8 minutes. Bring everybody in on at the same time, man.
Okay. 954-857, brother, you on the air. Words in Christ. Hello, speaking to the mic, brother. You there?
Everybody in on at the same time, man.
Okay. 954-857, brother.
Yes, hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
What's going on, brothers? Brother Jackson?
Yes. Shalom, brothers. What's going on?
Shalom, man. We only got it for a short time, but we're pulling everybody in. We on one accord. Anything you want to add? I know, brother.
Let the brother read his two, and then we're gonna let Jackson take us on out. This warrior of Christ, destruction of the unlearned. We got the brothers here gonna help edify. We're gonna get them the show. We're gonna get them the flow right now.
Right. Go ahead, right. Brother Marshall Carr. What's the scripture so I can read that for you, brother?
All right. That will be, in the Apocrypha.
Okay, I got it right here. Just let me know where, brother.
And also, Revelation.
Okay.
Revelation, what I grab that for him.
Which one? I'm in park, but go ahead, brother. Let me know where.
Hold on for a second, brother. Hold on. Ecclesiasticus chapter 19, verse 18 through 20. And then,
Brother Dwayne.
Okay. Revelation chapter 22, verse 14.
Okay. That was Apocrypha, Ecclesiastes.
Yeah, no.
Chapter 19, verse what, brother?
Chapter 19, verse 18 through 20.
All right, I'm ready.
Right. Brother Dwayne, you got that, Brother Dwayne?
22 and 14.
You can go ahead and read that, and after that, I would like brother Jonathan to read the Apocrypha, because that's chapter 19, verse 18 through 20.
Okay, right, you want to read 14 and 15, or just 14?
Yeah, go ahead and read 14.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
Go ahead, brother.
Okay. Ready, brother. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they might have right to the tree of life and enter in through the gates into the city.
All right. So it says, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they will have the the right to the tree of life. Now, when you read the Apocrypha, this is the same thing. Where read that, brother, on your one side.
Okay, that's Ecclesiasticus, chapter 19, verse 18 to 20. The fear of the Lord is the first step to be accepted of him, and wisdom obtaineth his love. The knowledge of the commandments of the Lord is the doctrine of life, and they that do things that please him shall receive the fruit of the tree of immortality. Yes. Verse 20.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's about it. But the last and final scripture is Baruch. That would be in Apocrypha, chapter 4, verse 1, and I'm out.
Good, brother.
Most definitely. Thank you for that edification. Most definitely.
Yeah, man. Thank you. I'll pray to the Most High, brother, that we own.
So what we're going to do, we're going to hold that, make sure you hold that for, we're going to read that first, and we're going to let you in, we're going to let Brother Jackson take us out with these 3 minutes.
Go ahead, Brother Jackson, live.
Yeah, hello?
Hello,
yeah,
how you doing, Shalom?
Shalom, I like to say great lesson, guys, you guys did a great job. One thing, I have the scripture. I'm gonna read it for you guys to save time. There's one scripture, two scriptures that come to mind. Is Revelation chapter 1 verse 3, and it says, "Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of the prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand." So. This is very important for our people to actually go back to the book and read and get their heritage. Then they won't be stuck in philosophy.
Right.
And the other scripture I like to bring out is Jeremiah 14:14, and it says all those pastors that's under the 501c3 that don't speak the truth to the people, and then they warn the people of the end time and tell people lies. And Jeremiah 14:14 says, "Then the Lord said unto them, the prophets prophesy lies in my name. I sent them not, neither have I commended them, neither speak unto them. They prophesy unto you a false divination, and a thing of now, and speak of the heart." So these prophets are actually not speaking of the Most High, but yet they say they come from the Most High. And they don't tell the so-called Negroes here, and the people here, they are the true people of the Most High. They come back to the statutes and commandments of the Most High. So those are the only two scriptures I had to bring out tonight. So
take us on out. Do your thing. You got a minute and 11 seconds.
I think we're going to be able to go on overdrive, man. I think the Most High is going to allow us to go on overdrive after the time actually expires on air. I'm not mistaken. We're probably going to have a couple more minutes. So just go ahead and take your time and just bring it on out, man. People need to hear the truth, brother.
It's very painful when you have young brothers like you guys bringing the truth, and then you have pastors that know the truth, but they get paid under the 501c3, or they restrict it because they want to keep their house, they want to keep their these things that are considered to be vanity.
What is the 501c3, brother, for those who don't know about that? Just disregard that. What's the 501c3 for those who don't know about that, brother?
Okay, majority of the religions or churches are under the 501c3, and the 501c3 is set for these certain pastors or religion to put a restriction to what you can teach according to the Bible, according to prophecies, and that's the reason why you see a lot of pastors actually when it comes to the Bible, they go on a loop. They preach the same message every year because they're not supposed to teach the Bible according to how it is, so they have a restriction. According to how they're supposed to preach the Bible.
Right.
That might be new for some of these people who don't have no understanding, and they just hearing that.
And my question is, from the point of view of a person just hearing that, what type of insight could you give them for them just finding out their pastor, he's paid to not give them the message?
Okay, well, one thing they have to understand is under the 501c3, which, you know, is under the government, and the government is under the Masonic order or under the Jewish powers, even the Jews himself admit that the Christians do not read the Bible correctly. And there's a direct quote, I think it's from the book of Esau, who was Edom, and also Harold Rosendahl answered. So the chain of what 501c3 goes a long way. If you want to know what the 501c3 is, you can go directly to the government site, to the non-profit organization site or the government site, and read it. It tells you all the restrictions or all the things that is under that, according to how your pastor is teaching according to that law, according to that rule and regulation. And if they don't follow that rule, then they can remove them from that, and they will remove all their ministries or what you call them, different benefits that they receive under that 501c3. And most pastors are not willing to lose that, so they rather stay under that and preach a false doctrine, a false gospel.
So brother, what you saying is to the people that the pastor actually lose the deed to that church if you don't follow the government's requirement.
Yes, they have to. If they're under that 501c3, they have no choice but to follow it. Otherwise, they would have to pay taxes. Because in order for you to be a 501c3 and to pick it not to be tax exempt, you have to be under the 501c3.
Can you give out that their website, the name of that website, so from listeners that listen, they go write it down and they self go look it up themselves?
Okay. Give me 501c3. All right. Yeah, if they want to go under 501c3, they can go to www.irs.gov, that's G-O-V, /charities, that's C-H-A-R-I-T-I-E-S, /charitables. It's C-H-A-R-I-T-A-B-L-E, /article. And 0, ID number 96099, .html. And they'll take them directly to the 501c3 exemption requirement.
That's the most right.
Yes. So it's directly under the IRS government site. So they would not be able to miss it. And if they want to do a further study on it, they can go to the whole site. It gives you the restrictions of what you can or cannot do.
Okay. Well, that's great. The Most High got brothers on here doing their thing, understanding. Don't stop to the cast the block. This is the Warriors of Christ with the help from the brothers that learned on this show, Destruction of the Unlearned. So we want to see the Jews and the Gentiles. We want to see the Israelites and the non-Israelites, you know, in the kingdom. So we're trying to enlighten you, brothers and sisters, to tune in and follow the Father's commandment. You're listening and you learn. You got some very key information tonight from these brothers. So, Truth Seeker, you still out there?
You know, I'm always here, brother.
Okay.
Wait,
I didn't know we were gonna have.
No, go ahead, brother. Talk to him. Go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't know we were gonna have some more time. So, yeah, I know you had one more scripture. We go ahead and read that scripture since we got some more time, because the brother just shared some more light in That was, we weren't even looking for this tonight, man. We appreciate y'all, brothers, man. Most definitely, we appreciate
anytime,
y'all, brothers.
I pray for the Most High.
Always. We just,
yeah,
because
we don't know how much time we got, so you could go and get that scripture on out the way, and that way everything, we ain't need nothing on the plate. We done eat everything tonight.
That's
Baruch. That's in the Baruch chapter 4, verse 1, and that's about it. But what we need to do, we need to hit the block, man. I want to hit the block, man.
Oh yeah, don't worry.
That's a beautiful thing, man. Hey, y'all brothers, just let me know. Just let us know the time and the place. Or we can all get together and go where we got to go. It don't make no difference. Just let us know.
Right. Yeah.
One more thing also. Since you guys are bringing forth the commandments, it's important to know that while you guys were bringing earlier today about the commandments is holy and we should keep the commandments. Now, some people, they're starting to find out they're Hebrews and they think that that's about it. It's the road ends there once you know you're Hebrew. But the Bible says a man is not a Jew outwardly, but also inwardly. So you got to keep the commandments because being a Hebrew is not going to give you salvation. But it's the saints that actually keep the commandments and the testimony of Yeshua. Those are the ones that's actually going to obtain salvation.
Okay.
So it's very important. And the reason why we should do our best right now, while we still have a little bit leeway to do that, is because my brother and I were actually looking to the news, and the things that's happening is beyond crazy. Obama has go ahead, brother.
No, I was saying right. What you were saying is right. Go ahead.
Yeah, Obama have a list for terrorists now, and the drones are remote controlled drones, which whoever's on Obama's list, those drones can go and assassinate. So it's important.
Wow. Right, he's right. He's most definitely right. They just started practicing those drones over American airspace, and that Patriot Act list. Well, they called it the Patriot Act list, but they also have some calls. What is civilian series or something like that? How do you pronounce it? Civilian citizens.
Civilians.
Citizens.
I forgot the name
like
of it.
That.
Well, pretty soon, once the movie Asher comes out, you know that the people that actually have the faith and keep the commandments of the Hebrews, they're going to be called the new terrorists or the new Al-Qaeda.
Exactly.
And those drones, and we're going to be putting on those lists.
Exactly, most definitely. Exactly.
Well,
we
absolutely not worried about that because, like I always say, before and at the outro, you know, the work does not stop until the casket drops. As long as we're going in for the Most High, doing what we got to do, you know, we trying to take on immortality anyway. So
exactly,
that's where we at.
Exactly. All the brothers right. But our job is we understand where we stand. But we have this show, like us four brothers doing, is trying to wake up whoever's listening, man. This is a beautiful thing. This is not just in Florida. This is not just in America. This is international. So whatever brothers and sisters listening, take heed, hearken, and understand these brothers plan on not stopping till the casket drop. We know it's gonna be some very hard times coming, but we ready to take on them times to bring in the kingdom. We know it must be a falling away for the kingdom come. So we know that. So we trying to get other brothers and sisters to stand up, get their spirits right with the Most High, follow those commandments, and just praise the Most High.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Agreed.
Right. And brother, brother Michael Quas, True Seeker, you there still?
Always, brother. I'm right here. I'm listening.
I wanted to grab that scripture in Baruch, man, and then we was going to, you know, go ahead and end the show until the next episode. Got some music here that we got from the Brother Jackson. We're gonna play at the end on the outro. Praise and Light. That's the name of it. But I want to get
praise
that scripture
the Most High.
To you, brother. I'll praise to the Most High. I'm in Baruch now, brothers. Let me know chapter 4, verse what?
Verse 1.
Okay, we're in Baruch, and out of the Apocrypha, 1611 King James Version Bible, Baruch chapter 4, verse 1, it says, "This book of the commandments of God, the higher, and the law that endureth forever, all they that keep it shall come to life, but such as leave it shall die."
Shall what?
I'm going to read that again. That's very important. "This is the book of the commandments of God, the higher, and the law that endureth forever. All they that keep it shall come to life, but such as leave it shall die."
Shall die.
Shall die.
Expire.
Right. Wow.
So, once again, man, full circle understanding, edification. Letting those listeners out there know, Jews and Gentiles alike, that you must keep the laws, statutes, and commandments to partake in the kingdom to come.
The
kingdom to come.
Yeah.
So very important that we keep our mindset and focused on our mission as servants of the Most High, Ahayah, Ashar, Ahayah.
Yes.
Hey, didn't
well,
I see...
I should recite.
Most definitely, man. I thank y'all, brothers, man. I appreciate
you. Thank you all. Thank you all, man, for coming on and enlightening the listeners out there. Let them know that it's a whole family that choose to keep the commandments, the laws, and know that they still stand. So it's absolutely
that's
a blessing
right.
to be on one accord.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I wouldn't want to do this with anybody else but you brothers, man. You guys are fabulous. You guys are strong brothers. You guys are young, and let's do this.
Right, right. We have but a short time, brother. So you already know. You must get on it, ASAP, pronto. You know, we just came into it. All of us really just came into the knowledge of the truth. Our eyes are open. Our ears are open. So. You know, in this short space and time that we have, man, let's we gotta go hard in the paint, man. The Most High height, Shaw height.
Kwam
Yashala. Kwam Yashala, rise Israel. On that, I'm gonna play an outro, guys, and we're gonna just let it ride out, and to the next episode, we're gonna keep you brothers informed, but we'll definitely be giving y'all a shot to link up and hit the streets.
All right, man.
Hey,
blessed, brothers.
Yeah, most definitely, man. I was looking at one. Ain't one of them say end time or something?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking at it, brother.
Let's get
end
it.
Times. Let's get
straight
it.
Up, let's get it time.
All right. Shalom, everybody.
Shalom, everybody.
All right.
Brother. Be safe, man. The Most High with you.